Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Miller v. Alabama, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 2012. The question before the court was, does the Eighth Amendment prohibit mandating in life in prison without the possibility of parole for juvenile homicide offenders? In the case, Evan Miller, who was 14 years old at the time, assaulted his neighbor with a pier. Afterward, they returned to the neighbor's trailer to clean the scene and decided to set it on fire while the neighbor was still alive. A jury convicted Miller of murder during the commission of an arson, and he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Miller appealed the sentence, arguing that imposing life without the possibility of parole on a juvenile was unconstitutional, and his case ultimately made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court for a final decision. In the holding, the Supreme Court held that the Eighth Amendment forbids sentencing schemes that mandate life in prison without the possibility of parole for juvenile homicide offenders. In the discussion, the majority reasoned that, per the Eighth Amendment, the punishment should be graduated in proportion. In prior cases Roper and Graham, the court put restrictions on the severity of the penalty based on the decreased culpability of juvenile offenders and established that juveniles are constitutionally different from adults for sentencing purposes. Although Graham was in reference to a non-homicidal offense, the court noted that nothing about the case is crime-specific, and the mandatory sentencing scheme prevents the sentence from considering youth and assessing if life in prison without the possibility of parole proportionately punishes the juvenile offender. Additionally, because many states have mandatory transfers from juvenile to adult court, consideration of background and amenability to treatment may not come into play in the transfer process. The dissent noted that, quote, the will of the people, unquote, expressed through a majority of state legislatures, authorized life in prison without the possibility of parole for juvenile homicide offenders. Additionally, the text of the Constitution or precedent does not prohibit life in prison without the possibility of parole for juvenile homicide offenders. Overall, this case reinforced the constitutional protection of juvenile offenders, prohibiting mandatory life sentences without the possibility of parole, and ensuring that the possibility of rehabilitation is considered in sentencing. The case significantly reshaped juvenile sentencing in the United States, emphasizing the importance of individualized justice for young offenders.